about you, but I feel like sometimes management advice is kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
One minute it's be super hands-on. Next minute it's like, no, 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 delegate everything. Trust your team.
Yeah.
Like, which one is it?
Right.
Well, that's actually what we're diving into today with this whole mastering the management paradox thing. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because it turns out there may not be just one right answer. Like, at first I thought it was going to be like, here are the 5 steps to be the best manager.
Right.
But that's not really what this is about.
Yeah. What's so fascinating about this concept is it really challenges us, I think, to think differently about management and leadership.
Yeah.
Because it's not about this one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
It's about understanding your own strengths and your own tendencies and then figuring out how to apply them in a way that works for you.
You shared some material with me on this, and I know we've got listeners out there. Maybe they're prepping to, like, lead a team for the first time. Maybe they've been doing this for a while, and they're just curious about this whole paradox idea. Mm. So our job today is to make sense of this for everyone.
I love that. And I think a really key takeaway here is the source really emphasizes this idea of self-awareness as a manager.
Okay.
And it talks about these two broad management styles as kind of like a starting point, which are Darwinian and adaptive.
Okay, so before we go any further, when I first saw those terms, I was like, is this about like survival of the fittest in the office?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is there going to be like a whole Darwinian thing?
Not quite. Chuckles.
Okay, good to know.
But I think it's a helpful way to think about these different approaches.
Okay.
So think about it this way. A Darwinian manager, they're very much driven by their own internal compass.
Yeah.
They have a strong vision. They're very decisive. They tend to be very hands-on. I think a good example of this might be, you know, like the classic startup founder.
Okay.
Where it's like they've got this idea and they've got the whole company riding on it.
They're very clear about the direction they want to go.
Yes. Very clear direction. Very much in control.
Got it. Okay. So that's Darwinian. What about adaptive?
Yeah.
That almost sounds a little bit more, I don't want to say easygoing, but like...
It can be. Yeah, in a way, yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
So an adaptive manager is, they're a little bit more externally focused. So they're very good at prioritizing the needs and ideas of their team. They're great at delegating. They really trust their people to take ownership.
Okay.
Which, again, doesn't mean that they're not also driven, but I think their strength really lies in fostering that kind of collaboration and really getting the most out of their team.
So it's more about empowering the team to kind of like take the reins a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, just hearing you describe those two, like I'm already starting to see how knowing like which one you are can be really helpful in like how you approach things as a manager. And I'm realizing like as you're talking, I'm much more on the adaptive side.
Yeah. Say, how about you? Like which one does one of them resonate more with you?
That's such a key question. And I love that you're already kind of reflecting on your own tendencies as we're talking about this. I think I might swing a bit more Darwinian.
Okay.
I do love a good plan, and I do.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting. So the source doesn't just stop at, okay, this is about being a better manager, like here are these styles. It argues that like understanding your style is actually really crucial for your own well-being, which I thought was fascinating.
So it's not just about like being effective at work or, you know, climbing the corporate ladder or whatever, but actually it can impact like your overall happiness.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I think, you know, imagine a naturally adaptive person stuck in a role that's demanding them to be super Darwinian all the time.
Right.
They're going to feel like they're constantly swimming upstream.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It'd be exhausting.
Yeah. And that creates stress, not just for that person, but it can create frustration for their team,
yeah.
Right? Like everybody loses in that situation.
Exactly, exactly.
It's like trying to wear a pair of shoes that just don't fit. Eventually, you're going to get blisters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the material you shared, there was actually like an anecdote about a manager who was constantly exhausted because she was trying to force herself to be super collaborative, you know?
Yeah.
Like that was the expectation, but her gut was telling her to be much more directive. And it wasn't until she kind of embraced those more Darwinian tendencies that she was like, oh, I can actually lead authentically in this way, and it reduces my own stress.
Interesting. Wow. So how does this actually, like, how does this play out in a workplace? Like, if we're thinking about, you know, someone who's maybe listening, who's like, okay, I get it. These are the two different styles.
Yeah.
How do I use this information?
Yeah. So let's say you're leading a project, right? And you need to delegate tasks to your team.
Okay. Yeah. That's a very common scenario.
Very common. So a Darwinian manager might naturally gravitate toward outlining each step very clearly. You know, like, here's exactly what you need to do, and they might monitor the progress very closely.
Right, okay.
An adaptive manager might, on the other hand, focus more on communicating the overall goal.
Okay.
Like, here's what we're trying to achieve together, and then really empower the team to kind of figure out the how.
Okay, so it's less about the actual, like, step-by-step and more about here's the end game.
Exactly. This is the destination. You figure out how we get there.
I love that.
Right.
And neither of those is wrong, but it's about being self-aware enough to know which one is actually going to be most effective.
And which one you're going to be naturally drawn toward doing anyway.
Right. Like, let's be real. If you're naturally an adaptive person, you're probably not going to be very good at micromanaging every little detail.
Exactly.
It's just not going to work. It's not authentic to who you are.
Right.
And that's a recipe for disaster right there.
Exactly.
It's interesting, too, because, like, I think even knowing those tendencies can also help you identify, like, your own potential blind spots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, for example, maybe that Darwinian manager needs to remind themselves to, like, step back sometimes and give their team a little bit of space.
Right, right.
Because that can be a tendency. And the adaptive one, on the other hand, maybe they need to, like, step up and be a little more assertive in certain situations.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about finding that balance. And as the author points out, arriving at your kind of coherent style takes time and experimentation.
It's not like you just, oh, snap your fingers and suddenly you're like, oh, I've got it all figured out.
Right.
So what's one small thing that you think someone listening could try, like, this week to kind of get a better sense of where they fall on this spectrum?
Oh, I love that question. Okay, so if you tend to be very hands-on, if you're like, yeah, I think I'm more on the Darwinian side, maybe try delegating one task that you would normally micromanage.
Oh,
just
yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And just see how it feels. See what happens. Like, does the world end?
Right.
Probably not. Or if you're usually more hands-off, if you're like, yeah, I'm an adaptive person, I really trust my team, maybe try being a little bit more involved in a project.
Yeah.
Offering your perspective, your guidance, just again, to kind of see how that feels, how those small shifts impact you and how it impacts your team.
I love it. So it's really about, like, experimenting, being mindful of how you're approaching things, seeing what works.
Yeah.
And hey, you know, if you're out there listening and you're trying this and you discover something interesting, you know, let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely.